And welcome. Thank you for joining us. My name is Chris.
And my name is Tessa.
And this is Pro Wrestling Repackaged, where the squared circle meets the small screen. With the series premiere of Heels approaching, we thought we would share some of our early thoughts and expectations for the show, as well as discuss the season one trailer that just recently dropped. But before we dive into that, just in case you missed our latest bonus episode on the Big Show show, in that episode, we gave an update on our plans for season two, and the gist of it is that we will be covering Heels, as we've mentioned, but we're not quite certain about what our release schedule or release frequency will be, at least for the next month or so. We have a move in the works, we've just got a lot going on, a lot of moving parts right now, so we haven't quite pinned down what our exact plans are for releasing episodes, but when we do know, we will let you know, and rest assured we will be covering Heels for our second season. And with that, let us now dive into the topic of this little episode here, Heels Season 1. And we're just going to give some of our overall first impressions of the show, just based on what we know so far. And as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the Season 1 trailer. Heels Season 1, of course, will premiere on August 15th on Stars. So, Tessa, why don't you give us a summary of the show overall?
Sure. So basically, the show is about two brothers and rivals. One is a villain or a heel in the ring, and the other is the hero or face. And we see them war over their late father's wrestling promotion as they vie for national attention in small town Georgia.
They run the Duffy Wrestling League, which really looks like a pretty fancy little promotion there for just being this small regional southern promotion. It looks like a pretty professional operation. It looks like they really have their stuff together.
Well, in one of the videos we watched, I can't remember, it wasn't the trailer, it was something else. They basically compared it to what a normal small town would obsess over football, they kind of obsess over wrestling. So they probably put a lot more effort into it.
So it's basically like karate in the valley in the world of Cobra Kai and the Karate
yes.
Kid. So I can get down with that. Overall, I feel like this show is hitting on so many interesting things for me. Obviously, it's a wrestling show, so that automatically has my interest. Stephen Amell being attached to it very early on was something that attracted me to it more than even just it being a wrestling show would be. Stephen Amell, of course, I mean, I was a big Arrow fan, at least very early on in Arrow, and I really enjoyed Stephen Amell on that show. And his attachment to wrestling over the years, of course, he did that match with Stardust and he was on All In. I mean,
right.
that feels like such a long time ago.
That was
but
only
yeah,
2 years.
Stephen Amell was on All In. He seems like a kid in a candy store, and I think it's a great fit for him, especially for his next project coming off of Arrow, which he is synonymous with at this point. This seems like a really great project for him. And his enthusiasm for it has really been infectious, I think.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of his acting work. The only thing I've ever seen him do is his little wrestling appearances. But based on everything I know about him and just based on how he talks about the show, he's clearly a huge fan. So I think that's going to translate really well to his role here.
I think it's his passion for the business and
right.
Probably he's a stickler for the fine nuances
right.
of what wrestling is, as are the creators. I know that one of the creators is a big wrestling fan as well as some of the other people involved in the show. But something else that I think really early on when I found this out really piqued my interest and said, okay, this is something I will probably enjoy, is when CM Punk became attached to the show. He has a role as a wrestler that it seems like he's kind of an out-of-town draw that's coming in to pop a crowd. He has some quote in an interview where it's like, yeah, this is the guy you book on your show if you want to sell out a big show. He's playing a character named Ricky Rabies. We're not going to do like full character breakdowns here. I figure we'll save that for the actual first episode, go through all the characters, their names, what they're like. But I think Punk playing a character named Ricky Rabies is just like, wow, if he's perfect for anything outside of wrestling, it's this. Like,
yeah.
This seems tailor-made for him.
Yeah, I think he's probably what's going to really draw wrestling fans, especially considering all of the rumors that are going around with him right now. possibly returning to wrestling. So I think more so than, say, like Young Rock, this is what's going to bring the fans in.
It's a great time to be a CM Punk fan because for years, all we had was him being beaten up in the UFC badly and just the undying CM Punk chants. And now it's like, well, we're, you know, on the doorstep of him returning to wrestling. And we know for sure, though, that he will be involved in a wrestling TV show, which is just really cool, I think. I think Mick Foley is also involved in this show in some form or fashion. That was another thing that I've seen out there floating around, but I don't quite know what his role will be, if any.
Mick Foley, a like common tie with all of these things we cover.
Yes. Mick Foley is quickly becoming the glue of this podcast. So I guess it's only a matter of time before there's actually like a project centered around him.
That isn't
that
Holy
we can
Foley.
Talk about. So that isn't Holy Foley, yes, because we're not talking about Holy Foley. Sorry. Sorry for the Holy Foley fans out there.
I like my trash reality shows though.
Okay. Well, maybe.
I don't know if Holy Foley's trash.
That mean we'd have to pay for Peacock and I don't know. Maybe when that gritty Fresh Prince reboot is out. Maybe we'll get it. Mike O'Malley as well is a name that interested me because Mike O'Malley is one of the executive producers. So immediately my nostalgia for Nickelodeon Guts just kind of comes into play there. I mean, the guy's had, you know, a pretty cool career outside of that. But for me, it's just like, oh my God, Nickelodeon Guts. Are they going to do like an aggro crag match on this show? Of course, you don't get that at all. But for me, it's like... Sign me up.
You think there will be a crossover between the Nickelodeon and heels world?
I think the best crossover that you could possibly have, aside from an aggro crag match, is if Mo from Guts was the referee. On your mark, get set. That's like iconic from my childhood right there. So bring in Mo as the referee. That it would immediately become my favorite wrestling show.
Well, maybe you'll see that.
I can only hope. I think just overall, though... This is doing something different than we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the largest sample size of wrestling-related shows, but this seems like it is taking such a dramatic tone.
Yes.
With the feud between the two brothers and constantly hearkening back to their deceased father.
Right.
And even just the tone of the trailer, which we'll talk about in a little bit, it's way more dramatic than something like GLOW. It's way more serious.
Yeah, and this will be interesting because one of the critiques that I saw back when Young Rock was first, you know, getting, when it was coming out, was that people wanted a gritty wrestling drama. I don't know why you'd think you'd get that with that show, but that's definitely what this is going to be, I think.
It feels gritty.
Yeah.
It has a southern twang.
Right.
Which, personally, I'm not big on.
I'm fine with that.
I'll avoid shows if it's mainly southern accents.
Is that why you won't watch Dukes of Hazzard with me?
Sure. Sure, that's precisely it. There's just something about it that just does not appeal to me. It's like nails on a chalkboard. And I'm also not the biggest fan of Southern wrestling in general. So this feels like the slow down and grab a hold, like version of the wrestling show.
Right. It's not going to be flashy. And just looking at the editing of the trailer, it's very dark. The tones are very dark. The themes are going to be darker. There's definitely not going to be a lot of, like, high-flying acrobatics.
Well, I mean, we do see some great action.
Sure.
We get a lot of glimpses of that. But I think overall, the thing that is going to make or break the show for me will be, can I care about this, about the man pain of the Spade brothers?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, it's either going to work for me or it isn't. And it's weird because... I've seen Stephen Amell as this very dark and serious and at times humorless character. And I'm just curious as to what the tonal balance will be here, because it seems like you kind of maybe have the guys in the locker room providing a lot of the levity of the show, whereas the Spade brothers are just kind of all serious, all grim all the time.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be like... Yeah, do I care about these macho Southern men?
And the women that are kind of just like hanging on either arm, you know, because it seems
like valets.
There's a conversation here being had, I guess, about women's roles in wrestling. And right. It's interesting to see you have a woman who's very much running the show behind the scenes. And then you have another woman, you know, mainly being focused on who looks like a valet and is capable of so much more. So I'm curious to see what that kind of story is, even some tension between them as in terms of the whole girls can't wrestle thing, which seems wildly outdated for a show that is supposed to be happening in modern day.
Yeah, that's what really confused me. Watching the trailer, it feels like the show's almost set in the 80s. It's got a real 1980s, 1970s wrestling, Southern wrestling vibe, but I don't think it is. I think it's modern. And so it's just really bizarre that there's this idea that, like, women can't wrestle, especially in the, like, independence regional thing. That's where they are. That's where they're getting their, like, real time to shine. They're in there with the men all the time.
It's strange. It seems kind of anachronistic where, yeah, it does kind of feel like an 80s territory, Southern territory type of thing. But clearly it is present day. But you still have some ideas and maybe just some of the style and the aesthetic where it feels like this is just a throwback, maybe like a town that time forgot type of thing. The comparison that's out there is Friday Night Lights. Now, we haven't seen that show. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of how good it is. I'm aware of the fact that, oh, it doesn't matter if you're not a fan of football because you'll just get so gripped by the story and the characters. And I've seen the comparison made with Heels. And for me, that's great because that tells me that, you know, the average person who has Stars and watches shows on Stars might still check this out and watch it and like it and keep coming back for more. That also tells me that if you are a wrestling fan, well, it's you can have your cake and eat it too because you'll get a great story and it'll just happen to be centered around wrestling. I think one of the great things now is with a show like this, even though Glow has been canceled and we're all still just devastated about that, we do get new projects like this where creators can tell interesting stories around wrestling and realizing that wrestling can be a canvas, no pun intended, for this type of storytelling, for this type of series, like an 8-episode Netflix-style, streaming-style series. So I'm just very curious as to the tone and the story, and I'm going into it completely with an open mind, but there are a few things I'm like, yeah, I know that this isn't for my sensibility, but right. There's enough there to where I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in what it can possibly be. I'm usually the one who wants to watch the comedies, and I'm not even remotely drawn to dramas.
Well,
or
I know what you're
gritty.
I know what you're drawn to already about this show. You already have your favorite character.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Wild Bill. I mean, I guess we'll see if that holds up as the show goes on.
If his outfits stay the same, then I'm hooked. Like, okay. That's all I need. Okay. And I'm like that with wrestling, too.
Sure, yeah. With that said, we've watched the season one trailer. We've watched a lot of the promotional material that's out there on YouTube, but the season one trailer now is what we'll focus on for a little bit. And a lot of the tonal concerns that I have had have come from this trailer, because immediately the music, I just can't do it. If we're going to get music like this in all the episodes, that's going to be a big turnoff for me.
It
kind of feels like a Zack Snyder movie trailer. I'm not into it.
It's got that, like, really slowed down version of, what is it, Heroes? The David Bowie song. It's like, why?
It's not for me, but it is kind of trendy.
Yeah.
To do that now.
I don't like that.
But it does seem like it fits the story, so I'll give them that. It's not like Zack Snyder putting this to the Justice League, which is just like, okay, all right, sure. But the feud between the brothers is the main focus of the trailer. And, you know, as we can assume the show, there's also a lot of focus on their deceased father. And we see just the undying feud between these two. And I can already see it being a thing where there's got to be a moment. I don't know how long this show goes, but there's got to be a moment that they're going to build to of, you know, the eventual, oh, well, they're on the same page. They're teaming up now.
Right.
And I can already just like see it coming just from how thick they're laying this on and just because of how wrestling is. And it'll just be interesting to see the dynamics behind the curtain and how that translates to into the ring. And, you know, I have high hopes for it just based on who is involved. And I think we probably will have some quality writing and definitely from the trailer seems like some quality action as well. I don't know about you, but Stephen Amell hitting the Van Terminator or the coast to coast for the common folk out there. That's pretty damn cool. And that's a trailer moment too. So there's got to be more action that they're saving for the actual show.
Well, I mean, I was just immediately drawn to, I think the character's name is Crystal, her hitting a Hurricane Rana in like a parking lot randomly on some dude.
That moment felt very Power Rangers to me, specifically like the 2017 Power Rangers. Like it felt like something that's like, okay. It also felt very tonally out of line with the rest of the show. But I don't hate it.
No, I mean, it was funny. I think you need like random little moments of lightness in a show like this. And I think there's going to be random things like that sprinkled throughout each episode, which is very necessary.
Oh, I think it'll be very, very necessary.
Is this an hour-long show?
It is an hour-long show. Yeah. It's an hour-long Starz drama, so we're going to need all the levity we can get. And I think a lot of that's going to come from the locker room as well.
Yeah, because it's going to get really, really bleak, I think, with the brothers. And I don't know about you, but just based on the trailer alone, I want to fight Jack, who's Stephen Amell's character. I think he seems like the worst type of person to be around on any regular basis. I already can't stand him. I don't know what he's the heel, right? In this
in their
wrestling world. I think he's the heel in real life too.
You think Stephen Amell is
not
a heel?
Stephen Amell. I mean in the
Well,
the
I mean
show.
he's getting kicked off of flights
he's
and
kicked,
going on vacation in the middle of COVID.
I don't know what he's doing. Didn't he have COVID?
He had COVID, yeah. Well, that's why you don't go on vacation, buddy. Sorry. Like, I like the guy, but it's like, come on. You seem like a bonehead.
But I mean, in the show, I think the character Jack, as well as his wrestling persona, not just his wrestling persona, but Jack outside of wrestling is the bad guy. I think I'm just going to get really fed up with him real quickly.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of, I can see a lot of Oliver tendencies in him just carrying over from Arrow in that he can really just sometimes be just a very frustrating human to deal with. What doesn't seem frustrating though is the vibe in the locker room. It seems like these guys have fun. I particularly enjoy Rooster Robbins.
Yes.
So far. I think he's probably of the other secondary characters that I've seen so far. He seems very fun and charismatic. Obviously, you like Wild Bill. Anyone else stand out to you in terms of the locker room?
I am interested in Bobby Pin just based on his name.
It sounds like it should be a girl. So
it does. So I'm imagining that he was given that name as an insult.
As a rib, yeah.
So I'd be curious to know what his actual gimmick is.
Yeah, he seems like the type who would probably always just be pitching wild, random gimmicks for himself. Because he's probably just the low man, the jobber.
Yeah, well, he's training with them. He's brand new, right? And he's a disaster. I mean, at one point in one of the things we were watching, I don't think it was the trailer, but he comes in and he's just like completely painted his entire body. And he's like, this is my gimmick now. I'm going to be turquoise.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, that was one of the other promotional videos we saw on YouTube. But one of the interesting things I think from this is that we've seen is that there are very experienced veteran wrestlers and there are brand new wrestlers, you know, people maybe in their first year of in-ring training.
Right.
So it's very different from something like GLOW again, because with GLOW, everyone was starting from square one pretty much. And it was just kind of, hey, let's put on a wrestling show in the barn type of thing. And this is very much a well-oiled operation. I mean, you get the sense that this is an established fan base. They love their face. They hate their heel. They buy the merch. You know, they're packing the Duffy Dome on a weekly or monthly basis.
I can't take that seriously.
The Duffy Dome. It sounds like what would be like the Simpsons version of wrestling or something.
That's like the promotion's called what? Duffy Wrestling League.
The and DWL, which sounds like something Jimmy Uso would get.
No.
Or it also sounds like a early 2000s all-female R&B group.
But it's just like, you know, we see all these like indie promotions today. They're well-known on a, you know, national scale at this point. The Duffy Wrestling League, that's specifically named after this small town in Georgia. So it's like, how can that get national attention?
Well,
Duffy. Duffy Dome.
You know, I don't know, but I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out what their vision of what wrestling is in this world canonically is. Mm-hmm. Because one of the main takeaways for me from the trailer is this quote, "No one makes their living from wrestling anymore."
Yeah.
And I just want to know, does that mean in the regional scene, in like a territorial independent sense? Or is there no major league in this world? Is there no WWE-esque promotion in this world where wrestling is not a mainstream thing? Is wrestling still very much, it's taking place in these dimly lit arenas, smoke-filled arenas type of thing? Is this kind of like if the 80s never ended and we're still in present day? That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, and I think there's two problems when you put it into like a 21st century context with that line, you know, that wrestlers don't make a living wrestling. Number one, they do reference that there is kind of a bigger wrestling scene, because I think it was Ace talked about going out and making a name for himself in the big leagues and then coming back to, you know, bring a greater audience to Duffy. And they're like, he's not going to do that. But then number two, there are plenty of indie wrestlers today who are making a living just as indie wrestlers.
And they do that so well that they make their own promotions.
Exactly, yeah. So that's kind of, yeah, again, goes back to this, what universe are we living in this Duffy world?
That's one thing that I can't wait to hear explained or hear it in context. Because maybe it's just out of context.
Mm-hmm.
But just from that quote alone, and also the whole girls can't wrestle thing, as we touched on, it seems a little bit out of touch with what actual wrestling culture is, what the profession of wrestling is in present day.
It's literally the opposite, because today you have not only, you know, women being encouraged to get out there and get in the ring with women, with men, with whatever, and also wrestlers encouraging other wrestlers to know their brand, promote themselves, and make this their living.
They're clearly trying to tell a very specific story. And maybe it's just more interesting to have those odds against this character of Crystal Tyler, who it seems like she's just a valet. Mm-hmm. She's just a, you know, love interest, but she can offer so much more. She doesn't have an opponent to offer it against because there are no other women
in this
promotion.
But she can clearly go toe-to-toe with, you know, probably anybody if they would be willing to wrestle her.
So it would be interesting to see if this gets another season. Maybe the story arc will be Crystal affects change in the DWL, and maybe they're booking other women come season two. All of these things are still completely unknown to us. So these are some pretty, you know, just out there predictions, but be interesting to see if that's kind of the direction they're going to take for this. I think overall, though, what I have seen so far in terms of the actual action and choreography, I think everything just looks really good.
Yeah.
Like it looks like an actual wrestling show just being filmed with very high quality cameras.
Yeah. They're doing so far, it looks like a really good job. Like, and I think it helps that you have, you know, someone like Stephen Amell, who not only has been involved in the wrestling world, but he's clearly very passionate behind it. you have the, you know, the people, the crew are clearly very invested in professional wrestling. They're fans. And I think when you have fans, as opposed to like when we're watching the Big Show show.
I don't think anyone involved in the Big Show show besides the Big Show knew what wrestling was. But with this, it's like, yeah, Stephen Amell, I know he was training with Chavo Guerrero.
So was, who's the actor who plays Ace? I think they
Alexander
both,
Ludwig?
Yeah, I think they were both originally with Chavo.
I know Chavo is involved in that capacity. I don't know if he's involved in any other official capacity with the show. Luke Hawks is the wrestling coordinator and trainer that we saw in one of the promotional videos. But everything looks really good. I'm really impressed with just how accurate, because a lot of times with something like this, it's just so they got the boxing ring and they're, you know, doing whatever. And it just looks so hokey and bad. And I think since The Wrestler, I don't think we've had, you know, this level of choreography and presentation. I think Glow was great.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of this, I think this may even be a cut above what we got in terms of action from Glow. I think this may be, this just could be really, really impressive to watch, you know, and Young Rock had some great action as well, but that wasn't as much of a central focus, and we didn't get as much as I think we may get here.
Right. So something like Glow was fun, but not necessarily going for authenticity, because the actual Glow wasn't going for authenticity.
Exactly. And in that way, it was very true to life.
Right. But so with this, they're really trying to get that authentic wrestling appearance going.
And they're doing a great job. I have to say, just from that perspective, I am very much looking forward to watching the show. I'd say my hype level for this is pretty high, just based on, like I said, Stephen Amell, CM Punk, Mike O'Malley, a possible Mo appearance. It's, man, I'm really looking forward to this. I think this has the potential to become one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential there. But for me, there's a lot of things that can really lose me probably pretty quickly. Like I've said, that I don't like Jack. I'm probably going to get really annoyed with the emphasis on these men and their problems. Like, I'm going to need something more.
I think you will get more. I think they'll be able to make three-dimensional characters that you'll be able to relate to or not relate to, whichever it's supposed to be.
Right.
And you'll also have the wives and families and love interests and things of that nature. So I think just from a family perspective and that type of drama, it'll probably hit pretty hard on those just based on the comparisons that have been made. So I think there'll be a lot to offer here in terms of, you know, what we can extract from this, just even from, you know, because it's like we were breaking down Young Rock story pretty in depth to the level that most people probably wouldn't extract from it. And I think here it's like, oh, we'll have even more to sink our teeth into in that regard. It's not based off of any one particular thing or anyone's life. So it takes that aspect away. But what it brings in, I think, is just probably some really solid storytelling with, again, wrestling as the perfect canvas for it. So very much looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see who our favorites in the locker room become and who we gravitate towards and the things that'll make the show fun, like the less serious stuff, which is probably what we're...
That's what I'm going to be inclined to
what
be
we're gonna, yeah, what
looking
we're,
out for.
That's what'll really grab our heart for the show, most likely.
I don't need the grittiness. I don't need it.
I can take the grit as long as it comes with the humor. You know, I like it pretty balanced. The perfect example for me is Cobra Kai, because it's my favorite show. But it's like, man, I laugh, I cry, I'm stressed, I'm elated, I'm furious, all in one episode.
Cobra Kai, though, is kind of like a dramedy. I view it more as a comedy, I think, than anything else.
It's an action drama.
It's like an action comedy,
martial arts, coming of age. It's everything. It's everything that I like to watch. So I'm curious to see if we get how much of a well-rounded, three-dimensional show we're presented with here. because it could easily just devolve into just hard drama territory right. with a few moments of levity. But which, that's not typically what I enjoy. But right. I have a feeling, just based on what we've seen from like the undercard wrestlers in particular, that it has a potential to be maybe as fun as GLOW could be. Because GLOW could be just really fun. But keep in mind, we also had the Debbie and Ruth drama,
that's
which
true.
Could be really heavy-handed in a lot of episodes.
Yeah, but that you also just knew everything was ridiculous, I think.
Right.
Whereas this, it's like they're going for yeah. drama, pulling at the heartstrings. But I already know I'm probably going to be more invested in whatever's going on the side.
As you often are.
Yes.
As you often are.
I don't care. I don't care about the main plot.
All you would talk about before you introduced me to iCarly was Gibby. And I'm like, this guy's not even in every episode. What
he
are you talking about?
He doesn't need to be. He steals everything.
But that's very much you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the fun.
It is the fun. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see CM Punk as Ricky Rabies. He just looks like his real name should be Ricky Rabies.
Well, what's his partner? She's Vicky, right? It's Ricky and Vicky.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he does have a valet named Vicky Rabies. And so it's like the ultimate in like punk rock, trash,
yeah.
pro wrestling. He had to be having a field day with that role.
Well, and this is going to be huge, especially if he is going to AEW or whatever he's doing. This could just be a whole marketing tactic.
It would be. If this show were on HBO Max.
That's, yeah.
Because that would be under the Warner umbrella. You could have the tie-ins with AEW. You can have Stephen Amell showing up in character
on
like AEW Dark or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the legalities of that would be.
We know that AEW and, you know, people like Cody and the Bucks have a mm-hmm. good relationship with Stephen Amell. So that could be another fun element to all of this that makes it feel like more of something special and something that wrestling fans might be tuned into. But we want to know if you will be tuned into this. I'm very curious to know just overall what wrestling fans think of this going into it. What are you feeling? Do you think that this will be an accurate portrayal of like a small wrestling regional promotion? Are you excited about seeing CM Punk? Are you excited just overall for another wrestling show to be on TV? Let us know. Tweet us, send us a message on Instagram, email us, listen to the thing at the end. It'll tell you where to find us. But yeah, very curious to hear the audience's thoughts on heels and what everyone will be looking forward to.
Right. Because it is another show where I follow a lot of wrestling fans on Twitter and I don't see people talking about it. And we're like just a few days away from it coming out.
Sure. And this could be another scenario where it's like, well, maybe most of the viewing audience will be viewing it after the fact.
Right. That too.
Because it'll probably make its way to Netflix. If other star shows are an indication, they usually make their way to Netflix after the season has aired.
Right.
So I'm willing to bet most people don't have access to stars, and that's probably how they'll be viewing it. So if you are one of those people and you're listening to this well after the season has aired, welcome aboard. We hope you enjoy it. We hope we enjoy it. I hope everyone enjoys it. I just hope we get more wrestling shows because that's what we like to see. With that, do you have any other thoughts before we get out of here? Overall, leading into season one of Heels.
I'm looking forward to two things, primarily. Wild Bill Hancock's future outfits, number one. And number two, I want to see Crystal continue to kick people's butts.
Hurricane Rana's in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to see? I want to see like an Irish whip in a bar fight, just to really suspend the disbelief there.
I mean, we're looking at like many hours of television here, so I can see that very easily coming in. It's the South.
Anything goes. Put some barbecue sauce on that. It'll be a slobber knocker. Well, as we mentioned, Heels premieres Sunday, August 15th, so we are very much looking forward to it. But that will do it for this episode of Pro Wrestling Repackaged. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back soon for another season of the podcast as we embark on our coverage of Heels.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PWRepackaged and email us at PWRepackaged@gmail.com.
Subscribe on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app. And visit pwrepackage.crd.co for links to everything.
If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or any other platform that features reviews.
Pro Wrestling Repackaged is a Multitrack Minds production. Visit multitrackminds.com for projects and audio production services by yours truly.